It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. How are you coming with your tying of the shoes? Takes me longer some days than others. There. I brought a couple of bags here. Could you guess what might be in these bags? This one's very heavy. This one isn't too heavy. This one is a pair of something that you skate with. And this one, the safety things that go with it. I'll show you. Roller skates. I'll just show you this one here. Roller skates, you can make the wheels go slowly or fast. Now, when you roller skate, you need to wear safety equipment. I'm going to try some of this on, just to show it to you. This is for your head. You ever see anybody wearing something like that? And this kind would be for your knee. Let's see now, how do I get this? You would put it around like this. And then you'd have one for your other knee, too. And let me see what else. Well, this would be for your elbow. So you'd put it on to protect your elbow in case you should fall. See, if I should fall, then that would help my elbow not to get hurt. One other kind in here. Oh, this kind's for your hand. To protect your hand. Like that. Well, I just wanted you to know. Last time I went roller skating, I was with my friend Stephen Lee. He was working at a roller rink and told me I could come before the rink opened that day. I like to think of that day.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Steve.
Good to see you.
Glad to see you. I have most of my gear on here.
Yeah, you're all set to go, huh?
Well, except for this.
Oh, need some help with this?
I'd love some help.
Shh. Okay, let's see that strap. Make sure the strap is snug.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And Y straps over ears. Ready to go.
Okay. Now remember, I haven't skated for a long time.
Okay, I'll be right next to you.
Thanks.
Ready to skate?
Yes.
Let's go. Okay, I'm gonna come down here first.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Wanna try it a little bit on your own?
I can try, sure.
Okay. Whoops.
Well,
it's a little bit like ice skating, but it's different.
Oh, it is. But I guess I need to know how to stop better than just going off into the wall.
Going into the wall, right. Yeah. Well, the thing with the stopping is that you have your stoppers in the front of your skates.
Oh, these, yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. And generally, you want to keep your weight on your stronger leg, mm-hmm. which is
this one,
your left leg. And you want to lift your right heel. And that way, your stopper will actuate.
So?
It'll make your stopper work, and you'll be able to stop.
I see.
Right. Just so you can stand still without shifting around, mm-hmm. you can either do that, or you can do a T stance, like this. And you make a T with your skates. Exactly, just like that. And this way.
You don't move at all.
You don't move at all.
Hey, that's great.
So.
Now, what if you did want to move at all from right here?
Well, actually, if you want to move, then you can either push off with your stopper, right? So you lift your skate beyond your stopper, and you could push off like that. Just push off. Just like that, exactly. And that's good for those skates. But for my skates, which are what you call inline skates,
yeah.
I push off with one toe pointed in the direction I want to go,
uh-huh.
and my other skate is off to the side like this, so I can use it as a wedge and just push off, like that.
I see.
You see? And we just go side to side like that.
At first,
Whoops! And the reason probably you're doing that is because you're standing pretty much straight up.
You're supposed to be down more
lean down like this. This way you're shifting your weight down to your knees,
uh-huh.
and you're more stable. Instead of being up in the air where you're wobbling all over the place.
Uh-huh. Boy, you know, it's very much like learning to walk, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah.
All over again.
Yeah, you know, when I used to watch my brothers as they were learning to walk,
uh-huh.
they would get up, stand, and be really unsteady and wobble around for a split second and just fall right back down.
Sure. But then they'd get up again and try.
Right. And they'd try it, and they'd take a few quick steps like that.
Uh-huh.
And I see a lot of children, you know, when they first learn to skate, they do the quick stepping because their natural tendency is to just try and catch up with themselves.
Uh-huh.
But actually, you know, the thing to do and the kids have to learn is that they should let the wheels do the work.
Well, look what I'm doing here.
That's called squiggling.
Squiggling.
You're squiggling, yes. That's a squiggle, and you're just opening and closing your legs.
Oh, that's
almost like
fun.
A figure eight, back and forth. And you're moving yourself along. It's just gliding, you know? Gliding, letting the wheels do the work, and gliding, shifting your weight from side to side like this. Very easy, very...
Sort of like flying, isn't it?
Right.
After Stephen helped me, we just took some time for some fun skating. Time to try some different things. Well, we've been skating pretty slowly here.
Yep.
Would you show me how you skate fast?
Sure. And all I'm gonna do when I skate fast is tuck down real low,
uh-huh.
and just push off and put more of my upper body into it. So I'm gonna skate off, okay?
Okay.
Coming around, Fred.
Oh, that is fast.
Coming around.
skates are called quad skates. Quad means four, because of the four wheels. Now, my friend Stephen Lee uses inline skates, and their wheels are all in a line. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Let's see who that is. Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
It did very well. I found it.
Oh, you are speedy.
How people make roller skates.
Do you have time to watch it with us?
Well, yes, I do. I've already seen it, but I'd like to see it again.
Well, I'm still thinking about the one you showed us last time.
Oh, the one on strollers?
Yeah.
Well, strollers have wheels, and so do roller skates.
Have wheels, too. Let's watch it on Picture Picture.
Alrighty.
How people make roller skates.
When people make roller skates, they start by cutting out shapes that will become the boot part of the skates.
So they make the boots first.
Oh, that's right. See how she cuts these shapes?
Oh, yes.
And then she lays them out. And now they're ready to be sewn. This man sews the two sides of the boot together. And this woman sews on these strips to make the boot even stronger.
I see the strips there.
Mm-hmm. That's what makes the boot stronger.
Mm-hmm. And what's she doing?
Well, she's using a machine to punch out the holes for the boot laces.
Oh, look at that. That's fun to watch.
There they go again. You see, they're the finished holes.
I see.
Now, this person is going to add some hooks to each side of the boot.
Oh, those are the hooks that the laces go around.
That's right. Now it's time to sew the two sides of the boot together at the front. Now watch as she sews this piece into place.
That sewing machine moves fast. They're really starting to look like boots now.
This man picks up a yellow part, which is called a mold, and puts it inside of the boot for a while. And he puts it all into this machine, which presses the boot around the mold to make it just the right size and shape. He tacks it down and sends these boots along their way to this woman who puts on the bottom part with the heel. Now, this bottom part has glue on it, so when this machine squeezes it tightly, the glue sticks and keeps it in place. And here's a finished pair of boots. And she's going to put on this metal part called a plate.
A plate?
That's right. First, she drills the holes in the bottom part of the boot. Then she uses this machine to add tacks to the front holes, which keep the plate in place.
Taking them.
Now she puts screws into the holes in the heel of each boot to keep the plate on the boot. See, there go the screws.
Mm-hmm. I bet that plate is going to hold the wheels, isn't it?
It will. There's another plate going on.
Oh, I recognize those.
Those are the toe stoppers.
They help you to stop when you're skating.
Well, this is how they're put on the skate. She's going to do it again. First, she screws one on.
Mm-hmm.
Then this machine tightens it even more.
Now, those look like the wheels.
You're right. They are wheels. and she's gonna add them to the plate. See, there go the wheels. Mm-hmm. Then she uses these tools to make sure that the wheels stay in place.
She obviously works very carefully.
Oh, yes, she does. These roller skates are made with lots of care to help keep people safe when they wear them. Mm-hmm.
The most important part, the safety.
Safety? You see, here we go. A few more adjustments here with the tools.
Mm-hmm. Looks like they're finished.
Well, not quite yet.
What's she gonna
do? She's gonna clean them off.
Uh-huh.
Now she'll check to make sure that the wheels work. See, that's what she's doing now.
Oh, yes. And then what?
Into the box they go. Along with the laces, of course.
Yes.
To be sent out to people everywhere who will wear them and enjoy them.
Those roller skates look very much like the ones I have, you see?
Well, yes, they do.
Thank you so much for this, Mr. McFeely.
Well, you're welcome. And remember, if there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you. Okay, speedy delivery to you.
Thanks again, Mr. McFeely.
You're quite welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Speedy delivery to you. I think it's time for some make-believe. Come on, trolley. Last time we pretended that the trolley tried going very slowly and very fast. But it seems that after a while, the trolley just kept going very fast all the time. And some of the people in Westwood were really concerned. They didn't know what was going to happen. In fact, Mayor Maggie was talking with King Friday about what they might do. Well, let's make believe more about that now as the trolley goes very fast to the neighborhood of make believe.
A trolley!
Well, are you all right, Denise?
I guess so. I was trying to get the trolley to slow down, and all I did was lose my own balance.
Oh, are you on skates?
Yes, I am.
Oh. I wonder if you would show me how you do skate.
I'll try.
Oh, it'd be lovely. That's beautiful, dear.
Thank you. But I still can't slow the trolley down.
Well, perhaps you need a net.
What kind of a net?
Oh, the kind people use to help injured birds.
You mean I'd trap the trolley in a net?
Yes, just long enough to slow it down.
Yes. I see. Well, it's worth a try. Mm. Thanks, Aunt Sarah. I'll look for a net.
I wish you well, Niece Evelyn. Farewell.
Farewell, and thanks, Aunt Sarah. Mm-hmm.
Niece Evelyn, I was just thinking of something.
What is it?
I usually call you Niece Evelyn.
Yes, well, I am your niece.
I know that. But you're nice, too. So I was thinking I could call you Nice Evelyn today.
Ooh, what a sweet thought.
Good day to you, Nice Evelyn.
And to you, sweet Aunt Sarah. Now, where would I find a net? Maybe Lady Elaine would have one over at her museum go round. She certainly is special.
You're just in time, Aberlin.
Oh, just in time for what, Lady Elaine?
My 2-for-1 special. It's just beginning.
How does it work?
If you ask for something, I get you 2 of them.
What if I want only 1?
You get 2 anyway. Try it out. Ask me for a ball.
Could I please have a ball, Lady Elaine?
Coming right up.
Oh! Beautiful. Whoops. Look at that.
You asked for a ball, you got 2.
2-for-1 special.
Right you are. Aren't you glad you came?
I am, but I came for a net.
What kind of a net?
Kind of a net that could catch a trolley.
Oh, you mean a trolley net.
You mean there's such a thing?
My museum has everything. Coming right up.
What a woman.
Trolley net, you get 2.
Oh, Lady Elaine.
What do you think?
Oh, my goodness. They are just great.
Mm-hmm.
And look, they even have the word trolley on them.
Yeah, that's what took me so long.
Lady Elaine, you are the best.
I know. Now, I hope those nets help.
But I really think I need only 1.
You can just share with a friend.
Oh, all right. Thanks, Lady Elaine.
Toot, toot, toots.
That's a surprise.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Why, Lady Aberlin, you're wearing skates, too.
Oh, I surely am. I didn't know that you skated, Cousin Steve.
Oh, I like to skate as much as fly. Do you want to skate together?
Sure. Here's a trolley net for you.
What's this for?
To catch trolleys.
Are you kidding?
No, I'll tell you all about it. But first, let's skate.
Okay. That was fun.
Oh, I think I hear the trolley coming.
What do you want to do?
Just help me to catch it.
Okay.
Oh. You're going too fast, trolley. If you can, please, slow down. Okay, let's lift the nets. Oh, we're gonna have to think of something else.
I see what you mean.
As I showed you before, with the control here, I can make the trolley go fast, the way it did, or slowly. But in make-believe, we're pretending that the trolley's just going fast these days. We can wonder why and pretend more about that next time. Right now, let's give some food to the fish. Hello, you beautiful fish. There's your food. I'm taking care of you. Taking good care of you. For once, I was very little, too. Now, I take care of you. And you take good care of yourself by wearing safety gear whenever you're skating or riding bikes or anything like that. Yep. And you know, the best way to learn something well is to ask somebody to help you with it. I'm glad Stephen Lee would help me with my skating, but it takes hours and hours of practice to be really good at it. In fact, it takes a lot of practice to be really good at almost everything. But it's worth it. I guess you know I like being your neighbor. I like the way you try to do things that are healthy for you to do. It gives me a good feeling to know that we're television friends. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Doink!